Look, we love our military communities here.
We do.
We were talking about Fort Bragg earlier. We were only saying,
I come from a military family.
We were saying only complimentary things about Fort Bragg and how basically they fly under the radar for how many like military and other secrets that they're holding at that base. And they could throw a baseball game. They could probably put a football stadium up. We wouldn't even know about it.
You know what? If they could put the stadium series there next year.
Or like if the absolutely we should do a stadium series. But like let's say, and I'm not ever cheering for this, but you know, let's say a mercenary army, you know, started charging at the United States from somewhere else, and it was like Super Bowl Sunday. Well, two things would want to happen, right? We wouldn't want the Super Bowl to be a terrorist threat spot, right?
No.
We wouldn't want to have, obviously, 100,000 people as an easy target, right?
Yes.
But Super Bowl's got to go on.
Yeah.
We're not moving the Super Bowl, okay? We might as well shut down America if
we're
doing that. That's why waving a white flag. We're having the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I believe we could have the Super Bowl at Fort Bragg and, like, A, nobody would be able to see it, and of course it would be like heavily protected.
Oh yeah,
and
no one would be worried.
There are like planes and weapons that we do not know exist.
Yeah.
That will be put into place and ready to launch if anybody tries to touch that Super Bowl.
Just know you're safe.
This could be a great movie. Like the secret Super Bowl. Like no fans are there, but we just have the Super Bowl at Fort Bragg.
Well, North Carolina does have a baseball movie. We might as well make a football one.
And we fill it with 100,000 troops, which are all on hand at Fort Bragg.
It's
an amazing complex. All right, it is the summer. I don't know if you heard this, or we told you this. So we're trying to both keep things interesting, but also we've got sports coming up, not the too distant future. When you hit July, late June is tough.
Yeah.
When you hit July, a couple things happen. One, you get, couldn't even think of the name. You get Tour de France and Wimbledon, which I'm joking about.
Right.
But now in July, I believe the football teams actually start practicing.
Yeah.
And don't they play that one preseason NFL game like on July 30th? Like you can get to July and be like, there's a football game being played this month.
In the distance, but it's there.
Late June, you're looking at like nothing's really happening, and you're looking at a whole week of everybody being on vacation 4th of July. It's basically like Christmas week, right? Like nobody's doing anything.
Most of the sports are like frisbee or, you know, making sandcastles on
the beach. I've thought about having that discussion of like what North Carolina athletes would you want on your beach volleyball team, you know?
Oh, okay.
Now that you mention it, what North Carolina athletes do you think builds the best sandcastle or a coach, stuff
you
like that?
You can make a pretty sweet sandcastle.
But instead, I've decided to like, used to be phoning it in meant like throwing out cheap topics and then getting callers to call you. I'm pushing it with phoning in because I'm going to do that later in this week as well. Talking to callers is fun.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying some people would say phoning it in, right? No. That's not phoning it in. Phoning it in now means getting on a computer, talking to a robot overlord and being like, hey, give me my sports hot takes for me. I need you to tell me the things that I could just say and then I could just read and not have to do this show. Speaking of the AI takeover, I don't know if you remember this, Victoria, this happened Friday. So I've either guest hosted or like produced a show somewhere in this building on and off for like 10 years now, even more. Like but oftentimes it'll be I'm in here for a while, then I'm gone for a while, then I'm back. So I always either forget the wireless password or I'll have a new device or I'll have to like hook it up to something, right? And so people are always like, can't remember if the word's plural or regular, if there's a, you know, whatever. So eventually we get there, right?
Yes.
So I'm logging on, you know. This time I came in here with my phone, which was connected to the wireless because it remembered from the last time I came.
Sure.
But I've got a new computer and I came in and I asked Victoria, I'm like, hey, we got to do the thing where you remind me of what the password is. We may have to try one or two. And you're like, you tell me what it is. So I'm ready to try it. I open up my computer and I start to go and it's like, it's connected to the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hold on. I didn't connect you to the internet. I've given you no passwords.
Went into my brain.
You didn't ask for my permission. What happened was my computer talked to my phone and said, hey, phone, I see you're connected to the internet. Would you mind telling me what the password is so I can just go ahead and get on?
And here's the funny thing, because you don't own, those aren't Apple products, are they?
No.
Because I don't own Apple products either, but apparently they can talk to each other, phones to computers.
I think my Googles are talking to each other, right?
Exactly.
Okay? But the point is, I was very disturbed at my computer that I've just taken out of a like brand new box not too long previously.
Oh, so it's even new now.
And I'm expecting to have to tell it what the wireless password is. And instead it's like, no, 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 I got it.
I got it. You're
Which
good.
I believe that's like step two of like a six-step plan where step six is like, it kills me.
Like yeah, it, while you're sleeping.
It starts watching YouTube videos of how to wrap the power cord around my neck and like kill me. And then it's like, no, your sports takes are too bad. I'm killing you. And I will, over the speaker, I will voice out to you know the text that I write and I will run the sports radio show now.
Yeah, because so, it's going to copy your voice.
For
so.
Me being here for 5 days, there's a decent chance by the end, yes, that the AI has learned my voice, killed me, taken over the show, and let's be honest, is at that point running a better show
well,
than I could.
It'll just be a cardboard you.
You, fortunately for you, have way too complicated a job. Like, the AI is going to be like, we don't know quite
out.
How to run. Now, if it wires into that board,
right.
then maybe it can, like, figure it all out itself. But, like, for now, it still needs you to actually run the show.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, mimicking a voice... very easy. Simulating a brain, even easier.
Exactly.
But what I have done, I mentioned this earlier. So I decided instead of me trying to read depth charts or look at schedules or break down the transfer portal, I was like, all right, we're a couple months away from football. How good are some of our local teams going to be next year, right? And instead of me doing my dopey analysis, I thought, let's ask our computer overlords what they see based on historical evidence, running the algorithms for the current players and coaches, and try to give me some reading of what might happen. So here are some of our local teams' fall football predictions as brought to you by Chatbot GPT, okay? So I started with NC State. I said, Chatbot GPT, what do you see for NC State 2023? And here's what they said. Should I do a robot voice? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a robot voice.
Because then you got to stick with it.
All right. This is from the chatbot. It says, all the talk this summer is about Notre Dame coming to Raleigh as the first home game of the season for the Wolfpack, which is why we, the all-knowing AI chatbot GPT, fully expect NC State to fall flat on their face on the road at UConn, the season opener, since the Huskies were surprisingly frisky last season. The NC State will either lose that game or look bad winning. From there, we will see promising performances for the... Oh, no, excuse me. I skipped a step. They will completely about-face and do the opposite against Notre Dame. They will either win against Notre Dame or look really good in losing, leaving you with no idea of what to think of NC State through two games. From there, we see promising performances for the Pack against Clemson, Louisville, and Wake Forest. Those are three huge wins over three seemingly key games on the Pack schedule. However, even with wins over non-conference VMI and Marshall, the Wolfpack will struggle to make it to 500 when they lose to every single former Coastal Division team on their schedule.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's rough. That is rough, Chatbot GPT. AI, give it that. I mean, that's...
brutal.
You could see things going that way for NC State.
Oh, no.
I mean, Chatbot's pretty smart. All right. Next up, we said Chatbot. What do you see for ECU football this season? What's your prediction? All right. Here's what the computers told us. AI said, after posting back-to-back bowl seasons, head coach Mike Houston is facing his first year without quarterback Holden Ahler, now with the Seattle Seahawks. Houston has now been in Greenville longer than any other stop in his career, so while early success has been a hallmark of his coaching stops, there is no history to draw from for sustained success at a program. ECU, once again, has one of the more interesting schedules of our state's football programs, playing two of their first three games on the road against Michigan and Appalachian State, both likely to be loud, rowdy environments.
Yeah.
Based on their program's history and the history of Michigan hosting non-FBS schools from North Carolina, the most likely scenario for ECU is a win at Michigan, then a return home and loss to Marshall, before losing to App State and Boone on a missed last-second field goal by the Pirates. All three of those games will have incredible atmospheres, and all three of them will be among the most talked-about games in college football each week. And then after that, we'll never hear about ECU football the rest of the season, and they'll finish 8-5. Pirate fans will be slightly disappointed, but they'll at least enjoy the fact that UNC and State underachieve in their seasons.
Oh,
that's great. For that.
Look, I mean, at that.
Spot on. Chatbot seems to know what he's talking about.
I know.
All right, I asked the Chatbot GPT, what about UNC football this season? And I got an error message.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Chatbot GPT says it only covers the topic of UNC football in September and October. So just like the rest of us, the Chatbot will only talk about UNC for 2 months, yeah. UNC football for 2 months out of
the
year.
That's it. Wait for basketball season.
September and October, when, the, you know, whether they're good, bad, Drake May is great. We'll talk about them September, October. After that, probably not. And the last one, I asked Chatbot GPT about Wake Forest football, what it sees for the upcoming season. The Chatbot said, the Demon Deacons have enjoyed one of their most successful runs in school history under head coach Dave Clawson, going to 7 straight bowl games, winning an Atlantic Division title, and winning a Gator Bowl. In the last 7 seasons that weren't shortened by the pandemic, Wake Forest has averaged over 8 wins a season. They've been one of the most consistent programs in the ACC since 2015, and their non-conference schedule is favorable, and there's no reason to believe they won't win at least 7, if not 8, 9, or possibly even 10 games this season. We expect the ACC media to pick them 14th out of 15 in the preseason.
Wow.
No respect.
None.
No. Deeks could win the ACC every year,
yep.
And we will still vote them. None. If there were divisions, we'd be like, well, I can't see them ahead of Clemson. Can't see ahead of Florida State.
Not this one or
NC
that
State
one.
Or Wake. I like NC State. Like, maybe we'll put Boston College ahead of them. No. What does Wake have to do to get
Poor
your
Deeks.
Respect? What does Wake have to do? So maybe we'll play around with the Chatbot GPT more this summer. Ask it some things. See if we can get some answers. I mean, it's a... It's a pretty smart program.
I know. Well, maybe it can tell you how your computer knew about the password.
No, see, no. Then if I start asking questions,
too deep,
the computer will know.
It'll
tell me one thing, and then secretly the chatbot will talk to my computer and be like, yep. Dude, he's on to us.
The wraps up.
He's like, I gave you the wireless password, but we got to lay low for the
next. He's on to us. Yeah.